You're tuned into the Tamika Hall Radio Show here on iWorship 96 FM Radio, where we spin the best in gospel and Christian music. Now, if you remember, right before we went to break, I was talking to you about Dr. Dana. Listen, she keeps telling me to just call her Dana, but I'm calling her Doctor, because when you've done the work, you deserve to be called by your title. We have Dr. Dana Urey, who has been hanging out with us in the virtual studio, and we're talking about her brand new book, 31 Days of Glory. So I'm so excited to have her here, longtime friend of mine, longtime family friend, and it's always a blessing when friends, especially those in ministry, can stay connected. So with that being said, Dr. Dana, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you? I appreciate you having me on your show.
Well, I'm really excited that you're here, and, you know, like I said, I know you keep wanting me to just call you Dana, but I'm not going to do that, because you did the work, so you deserve to be called Doctor.
But Dana's just fine.
So, I mean, is it difficult getting used to the doctor in front of your name, or you're just like, you know, is it difficult?
I just prefer Dana. Dana is perfectly fine. It's not about a title. It's, you know, I'm Dana.
Okay. Well, I love it. I love it. So, Dana, talk to us about your new book, 31 Days of Glory.
Okay. 31 Days of Glory was birthed actually on March the 3rd of this year. I was sitting in church with the weight of the world on my shoulders. I was being attacked in every area of my life. And from that, Holy Spirit began ministering to me, and through the Word of God on that day, through my pastor, Dr. Alan Bryant, and a friend of mine, Kyla Robinson, was then Holy Spirit used them mightily, and with that, 31 Days of Glory was conceived.
So, you know, when we talk about the glory of God and, you know, experiencing God's glory, can you explain to us what that is? Because I know, you know, that's something that we say all the time in church. You know, everybody says, you know, we want the glory of God and, you know, we want to experience your glory. But what exactly is it?
To me, experiencing the glory of God is experiencing his fullness in every area of our life, experiencing the fullness of God, whether it be in our marriage, in our finances, in our health, on our jobs, just in us, whatever we do. I just want to glorify God in everything that I do. And, so it's experiencing the fullness of God in every area of our life.
So, you know, I definitely have to ask this. A lot of people talk about being attacked. And I think some people aren't really even sure if they're being attacked, or they're not sure if it's just, you know, in their head, if this is something that they're creating for themselves. Can you help us decipher, you know, how will a person know, okay, yes, I'm definitely being attacked spiritually, or no, you're not being attacked, it's all in your head and you just need to get yourself together? Is there a way to kind of decipher between the two?
Well, I know for myself, when I said I'm being attacked, I'm literally being attacked on my job by my coworkers. I'm being attacked in my finances. Yes, you give your tithes, you give your offering, you're faithful, and you're struggling. And it's like, okay, Lord, I know that I'm being obedient. I know that I'm doing this, I'm doing that. And being attacked in my marriage, and it's an attack. It is an attack. Mm-hmm. But one thing that I realized is, even with the attack, sometimes it could be the devil, but the majority of the time, I believe it's God. It's God maturing us. It's God taking, just purging out of us things that he needs to get out of us, so we can be that man and woman of God that he has called us to be. So a lot of times, it's really not the devil. It's actually God.
So what's the first thing that people should do when they're realizing that they are definitely under some type of an attack? What's the first step to moving out of that place?
Ask God to show them the reason. Like, okay, Lord, I know. Ask God to really show them what is the purpose of this attack that I'm going through. Is it to grow me? Is it to purge out of me? What is the purpose of this? Why am I going? And, you know, I hear a lot of people saying that you shouldn't question God. I do. I have that, because I have that relationship with him. I can talk to him like that. And I say, okay, Lord, what is going on now? What am I to get out of this situation, this this conflict, what I'm going through on my job, what am I to learn from this? And lots of times he's purging me. He's trying to get out of everything out of me that is not like him.
Mm. I like that. And well, one thing that you just said that I really like, and I think it's important for all of us as kingdom kids to really get used to and understand, is that we have to have a relationship with God. And I love the fact that you said, I have a relationship with him, and I'm able to talk to him like that. How did you begin building your relationship with God, where you literally are speaking to him as if he really is your, you know, he is your father. He's your heavenly father. How did you gain that relationship with him?
Through his word.
Mm.
Through his word, studying, meditating, praying, talking to him. He wants to hear his word. He said, God said that his word will not return void, but it shall accomplish what he sent it out to do. And how will we know what he sent out to do unless we're in his word?
Mm.
It's through his word, through meditating on him, on his word day and night. We have to eat, breathe, and live the word of God. Is it difficult? Of course it is. And the enemy is going to always try to throw distractions in your way. But your obedience is better than a sacrifice. You have to say, okay, I'm going to set aside this time and this time only to be in the word of God, to seek his face. You know what his word, because how can you know what the will of God is for your life if you're not even studying his word? Because everything is in the word of God.
Wow. Good stuff. And so when we're talking about the word of God, it makes perfect sense that 31 Days of Glory is your latest book that you've put out. I believe this is your third book, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. So your book, you've divided into prayers, scripture, as well as your own personal nuggets. So talk to us about, how did you decide how you were going to structure the book?
To be honest, Tamika, when I came home from church that Sunday, I sat down, I grabbed my Bible, went into a room, and I just prayed. I said, Holy Spirit, this is what you gave me the instructions to do. You told me to do this in 7 days, and I need you to show me. I need you to show me scriptures. And there were days, Tamika, when I wanted to, there were cute little scriptures that I wanted to put in the book, and he would not download a prayer for me for that scripture. And as I was arranging the scriptures in the book, it was Holy Spirit. He led me every step of the way. This is all for the glory of God. This is not about Dana. Yes, I had to go through it, but it released something inside of me. It seemed like the weight of the world was off of my shoulder, even though when I went to church, the weight was on my shoulder. But when I left church, the weight was off. It was like giving birth. Like I, in that last trimester, you're so uncomfortable. You're twisting and you're turning. You can't speak. You can't rest.
Yes. I love it. So, you know, I think a lot of times, or at least I know I've encountered folks where, you know, let's say I'm in the middle of my own type of storm. And for me, I feel like, you know, or I believe that God is telling me to do something. He gives me an instruction. And that instruction, when I'm obedient to it, it actually helps me to climb out of that dark place. Talk to us about the need to be obedient, because that's obviously what you did with this book. You said you were going through, you know, you were going through a storm, you were being attacked, and most people, where we would fold up and cry in a corner somewhere, God gave you clear instructions and said, do it in 7 days. So talk to us about the importance of just being obedient to what it is that he tells you to do.
Being obedient, it gives you peace. It gives you hope. It gives you faith. It gives your faith is so empowered. Your faith is so strong because you know you can't do it without God. You know that you can do nothing without him. You can do nothing without him. And had he not led those 7 days, this book would have not been in fruition. I mean, this book was not even on my heart to do. This was not even on my heart to do was another book. This book, a 31 Day of Glory book, was not even on my heart. Actually, I was given reasons as to why I should not do it because it was called a prayer book. And you've been ministering to me, but it's not about you, Dana. Yes, you're going through this, but you're going through this for a reason. And it's greater than you. It's bigger than you. So get all these theatrics that you're going through right now, get over it. And this is what I'm calling you to do.
And I'll tell you, I really enjoy the book, and I in particular love the prayers. I think a lot of times folks will not talk to God and will not sit and commune with him because, you know, sometimes we feel like, man, I don't really know what to say. And but this really takes the guesswork out of it. You know what I mean? It's like you have the prayers there, and people literally can read those prayers, and those prayers are coming from our lips as we read them, and God is hearing that. And I love exactly what you did, and I appreciate you being obedient to God when he told you to do this. So how can people find your book?
They can find my book on Amazon.com. If you type in Dana, Anna, and Mary, .Uri, or you can just type in 31 Days of Glory, Prayers and Nuggets from the Heart of an Intercessor. You can either do it that way, or you can message me. If you want a signed copy of the book, you can message me. The book is $10. If you message me and give me your address, I can mail the book out to you.
Awesome, awesome. I love it, I love it. Now, how can people connect with you, Dana, off air?
On Facebook, they can either, or they can email me, LadyUri2901@gmail.com or DanaUri@yahoo.com.
Awesome, awesome. Well, thank you so much for being here with us tonight and talking to us about your book, 31 Days of Glory. I love you dearly. I think you're amazing.
I love you too, and I appreciate you having me. But one thing I would love to say is that my prayer, Tamika, is that this book goes to the nations, that it goes into prisons, that it goes into women's shelters to give them hope. Because this is not about Dana. This is about the Word of God, because every prayer that is prayed in this book is the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said earlier, it will not return void, but it will accomplish what God sent it out to do, and that is to heal, deliver, and set the captive free.
Well, you closed it out best right there. Listen, y'all, if you are wanting to be healed, delivered, and set free, you definitely got to get your copy of 31 Days of Glory by Dana M., as in Mary, Uri. You can search for that on Amazon. Go ahead and get your copy of this book. Begin really diving into it. It is a short yet effective and powerful read, okay? It's 31 days, so it's not like you're going to be spending the next year doing it. It's 31 days to be empowered and motivated to your next step. Listen, I have some more great music coming your way. I want you to keep it locked right here. I Worship 96 FM Radio.